Welcome to the Morning Mix Podcast. It's a Friday heading into Memorial Day weekend, and Top Gun Maverick is in theaters, so we needed to find out what your call sign is.
Yeah, you got like Maverick, you got Iceman, you got Goose, you got Crispylicious.
Yeah, or
really?
Broadway. All right, boys, get ready to tap your way out of this one. Then we found out about some folks who happen to lose their pants, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah.
They jetted off the pants, as it were.
There was a couple situations. Yeah, one very recent and raw.
Yeah, very. The feelings were fresh. Yeah. And speaking of fresh, Violetta whipped up a fresh cocktail for us this morning on V's Mixology. I think it might be my favorite yet.
Yeah, this is a good one. So take notes, get the recipe, watch the video.
Hashtag sorry Sylvia.
Sorry Sylvia and soppy sauce. What's it called? Sour sop? Sappy
sauce. Sour sop, yeah.
Sour sop. All right, that's all coming your way right now on the Morning Mix Podcast. Yesterday, we played Top Gun Trivia, and we asked the players to give themselves call signs.
Yeah.
And we had Wick.
Yep.
And then Sherry went, yeah, I'm Crazy Bitch. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, we're in.
Hot, real hot right there.
And to that, I would say, Nikki, if you had a call sign in Top Gun, what would that call sign be?
It's tough. Okay, so I love wine, so I'm going to go Cabernet, but Cabernet's like not a good call sign, so I like big, bold cabs.
Okay.
So I'm like big cab.
Big cab. Yes. Okay.
So
I like it.
Coming in big cab.
Yeah.
Like, it works.
Big cab, we're going to need you out over the... Oh, big cab, big cab, big cab.
Oh, no. What happened?
What is happening? I like it. All right, Whip, so we got big cab. Whip, where would you go? I mean, Whip in itself is already pretty solid.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I have to go with Whip.
I might throw Coach Whip at it.
Nah, just Coach Whip. Whip works fine.
All right, we got big cab approaching with Whip on the white ring.
Yeah.
That kind of works.
Yeah. Works. All right.
Violetta, Serbian Angel.
Oh, wow.
I'm just spitting them out. Take them or leave them.
I like it. But I think I don't know why I'm sticking with kind of the V, and I'm thinking volcano.
Volcano.
Oh, I like it.
Good Are you one. Ready for an eruption? Volcano.
Yep.
I like that one. I think I would just be Crispylicious.
Okay, come on. No.
Why not?
Think of something more, you know, like Top Gun.
That's pretty Top Gun. It's about as Top Gun as this low-rent danger zone.
Your fellow flyers might give you a little good-natured ribbing on the Crispylicious thing.
This sounds like... this is a... Revving up waiting you to howl and roar. Heading up waiting you can touch and go... Highway.
It's close.
It's very close.
I think Crispylicious would like this.
Crispylicious would definitely like that.
Somehow these guys, whoever put this together, they had the exact legal parameters of how not to get sued.
Right.
100%.
And like Ed Sheeran gets sued because like three notes sound the same as some song he wrote.
These guys are like a Simpsons version of someone.
That's the point. We're talking about Ed Sheeran. We're not talking about
Cuckoo-Roo,
whoever's singing this.
Right. What is your Top Gun call sign? Mm. If you were in Top Gun and it was painted on the side of the plane, would it say volcano or big cab?
Whip.
Whip.
Yeah.
Would it say Maverick or Crispylicious? Maybe mine would be Broadway.
Yes.
That's
good.
Nice, right? That's a better one. Yeah. That's a better one.
I would be in the cockpit. Yeah. Like, somehow defy. Broadway, can you shut up?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
When is that G-force going to hit him so he can stop singing?
Right.
Through the window. Broadway, could you just shut up? Big cab, can you shoot down Broadway?
Right. Oh, my God.
Text us to 60123. What is your Top Gun call sign? Around the room, Nikki was big cab. Whip was whip.
Mm-hmm.
Violetta. Violetta was volcano, and I'm going to settle on Broadway.
I think that's great.
You just hear me on the radio. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the flight. We're going to have a great time today when we get over this base. We're going to drop some stuff. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, my God. That was like combined radio DJ.
All of it,
and Broadway guy.
Yeah, it's too much happening.
Yeah.
It's like a game show host that also sings.
Yeah.
Well, we said text us, so from a 630 right off the top, Frijole.
Ooh.
I like that one.
Okay.
708, Forest Park 40. Forest Park. I like that.
Right.
We've got Mombi, like a combination of mom and zombie.
Oh.
773 would be called Siesta, because I love a nap.
Yes.
All right.
224, you better watch out for Chicky Nuggy.
Aw.
Totally.
Maverick, we got Chicky Nuggy on your back.
Like, what?
from a 708. If it wasn't this number, I would have thought it's my brother, the Polish Prince.
Yes.
Oh, cute.
All right.
You better watch out. Here comes the Polish Prince. 708, Gym Rat. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
This one could have been in the movie from 630, The Rattler.
Ooh.
Oh,
nice,
yeah.
Okay, right?
Yeah.
From a 219, hey, by the way, it's my birthday, but I'd be called T-Rex.
Cute.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Those short arms can't reach the stick, though.
No,
that's
right.
Okay.
On the T-Rex, you got to be careful. From a 708, Sweet Chuck. Hey, we have a Chuck. We know a Chuck. Sweet Chuck. 708. 847 would be the Annihilator.
Ooh.
All right. 708, Blue Cannon. Whoa. Okay. 708, Wolf.
That's yeah. Good.
312, keeping it very original here. I would be Ice Guy.
Oh, yeah, technically not taken.
Yeah, technically still available. It's on the cutting room floor. 815, I'd be Stinky Feet.
Oh.
All right, maybe see a doctor. I would be Silly Rama. Okay, I like that one.
Yeah.
My name is Jorge, so I would flip it and I would call myself Hey Whore.
Wow.
Oh, well, hey.
Maverick, you're in the air with Hey Whore. Excuse me?
Whoa. Yeah.
Watch out. Z Snake. That one's good.
Yeah.
Cougar, which was in Top Gun. That was Tom Cruise's original partner who had his wings taken away.
Okay.
And 812 might be in the Broadway industry. They are triple threat.
Oh.
You can sing, you can dance, and you can act.
Yeah.
You better watch out.
I like it.
Someone said, tell Chris we asked for call signs, not stripper names. Broadway would be a good stripper name as well.
True.
I come out to a little soft shoe. And
yeah,
then,
you're right on after Diamond.
Yeah, things get weird, right? My call sign would be Dude.
All right. Okay.
That'd be a good one, actually.
773. I'm a lefty, so I'd go with Southpaw. I like that one.
Good.
And 847, I'd go with Titanium Knees.
Oh.
Look at that one.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is a good one from a 708, but Dangling Wang. All right. Hey, why not?
What?
Just see what happens. See if the Air Force lets it go through. We don't know.
More on that coming up in the news, by the way.
Okay.
A little something to make you stick around.
That's why.
Or leave early.
Or get the hell out of here as soon as you can.
We're heading into the danger zone.
Wow. The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, Elon Musk trending. He kind of always is making news, but he just tweeted a poll asking people who they trust least, politicians or billionaires. And it's trending with 2.3 million votes already. There's 12 hours left for this. I'm not going to ask you your guys' opinion on your actual vote, but who do you think is trending more on who people trust less?
Politicians.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure I have the question right. I think it's politicians too.
Yep.
So they trust politicians less.
Right.
Then
they don't trust them.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So you guys are all right. It looks like it is 76% say politicians as of right now, 24% say billionaires, but there's 12 hours to go. So
yeah. Yeah, 12 hours will give them time to make that big swing.
All of the above button.
Yeah, exactly.
He used to do that.
Right. Yeah, he didn't do that one. Yeah. So he kind of always is making news, though, with those tweets lately. So I don't know if that means like, well, I'm already a billionaire and now I'm going to be a politician.
Happened before.
Oh, man, that's
right?
True.
In at number two, talking about money and rich people like Elon Musk, there's a new TikTok trend that is encouraging savings. People are taking to TikTok and using the new Hennessy Money Challenge. What is the Hennessy Money Challenge, you ask? People are stuffing their extra cash in empty Hennessy bottles and then posting the pictures online. When they need to get the money, they can't get it out, obviously.
Yeah, right.
So once you fill up the whole bottle, then you smash it and you get your money out.
So we've invented piggy banks.
Yes.
Cool.
Expensive piggy banks that will make your money smell like alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Yours doesn't already? Weird.
Yeah. And in at number one, James Corden and Harry Styles did a bit that was pretty hilarious and everybody is loving online. Basically, we all know Harry's House new album is out. And they said that they were going to make a music video for Daylight, for that song.
Yeah.
And they knocked on people's doors in New York City. The funniest part about all of this is so many people denied them. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to work. Oh, no, I can't talk to you right now. And James Corden looks at Harry Styles like, I thought we were going to get this going to be a lot easier with your face and you alongside with me. Finally, they get these three girls who are home and are like, yeah, you can video in our apartment.
Yeah.
And they just do this like hilarious. He's like in the bathtub. They have like blue light on him and he looks like very serious. He's like drinking a bottle and James Corden is directing the entire thing.
That's
but,
awesome.
Everybody's kind of saying like, oh my God, I'm going to check my Ring camera and see if they knocked on my door and I wasn't
home.
Yeah, they kept getting denied.
That's hilarious. That's a great song, too, by the way, Daylight. Yeah. It's a good one on that album.
The whole album seems to be good.
It's pretty nonstop.
And that's your Flash Briefing.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
A man was at his own wedding. He's the groom. He's up on stage or on the altar. He's doing the thing. And, he forgot to wear a belt. And all of a sudden, he bent over to place flowers right around his wife's neck as part of their ceremony. And his tuxedo pants dropped right to his ankles.
Yep.
Oopsies. Everybody laughed. It was a good time. And he pulled his pants back up. But he lost his pants.
Yeah.
I have never been in a situation where I lost my pants. Though in high school, I suppose I was pantsed, as we called it.
Oh, you were?
Oh, man.
That. But that's a little different. That's just my buddy Will being a jerk.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was at a dance competition. And the dance that we were doing was called Fallen Angel, and I was the angel. And
watch
there
out.
Was this lift where I had these big white pants on, and they lift the angel, and then I fly forward. Well, when they lifted me and held onto my feet, they held onto my pants, and I shot
right out of your own pants.
Amazing.
So then I did the rest of the dance in just the leotard, and I felt really naked.
The audience was like, this must be part of it.
Yeah,
sure. I know.
Yeah, they pull that off.
That's her blossoming of the angel.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
All right, so V lost her pants during a dance competition.
Yep.
Now, maybe you lost your pants.
Yeah.
Things were going well. You're having a fine day, and then all of a sudden, you're like, wow, it's breezy down there. Oh, my goodness, where are my pants? When did you lose your pants? 312-233-1019. I didn't mean to present it like a 50s game show. All right, let's tell us. When did you lose your pants?
It was a little of that and a little Seinfeld. I wasn't sure what was happening.
Yeah.
What's the deal with losing your pants?
I don't know what the deal is. I'm walking around and then all of a sudden I have pants on. Those pantsless folks, they're just around town. Like, what can you do? Violetta's in the midst of a dance competition, and all of a sudden she's like, wait a second.
Yeah, a little
guys, where are my slacks?
Yeah.
What's going on around
slacks.
Here? You don't want that to happen when you're at work. That's like the last thing you would want is for your pants to just disappear at work. Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
I'm good.
I don't want to get too personal, but you have pants on now?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes,
great. But there was an incident wherein you did not have pants on. What happened?
I am a teacher. And,
no.
Yeah. We were going on a field trip, and I forgot my belt that day, and I was taking roll, and my pants just fell down.
Oh, no.
I didn't care for it for the rest of the year.
What grade? Yeah. What grade?
7th and 8th grade.
Oh, that's the worst. No.
Now, did it take years? Did you have to cycle through students for that story to die down? Or is it still?
Yeah, luckily I left that school, but it was terrible.
I took my pants and I walked right out.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom, that's rough.
Like the worst grades to have that happen. Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm in 7th grade and I lose my pants, that's pretty bad. But to be the teacher.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, all right. Never live that down.
And Kathy, you lost your pants?
A friend of mine lost his pants while we were tubing out on the boat.
Oh, no. You're laughing right away. We were out on the boat. So were you on the tube with him or were you on the boat?
No, I was on the boat, but I was dying. His pants were gone.
So wait, when you say pants, do you mean like swim shorts so there was nothing left?
Swim trunks, there was nothing
left.
Oh,
no.
I can imagine
you could see his butt.
Oh, my goodness.
Just two white cheeks floating in the water, bright.
And
oh, my goodness.
Did he recover said pants, shorts?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
You're like, thankfully, before he got, was it before he got into the boat?
We know he was on the tube, but he lost his pants. They were gone.
Oh, no, so he never found them.
So did he climb into like a towel on the boat? Okay. She's laughing. God, he swims up. Guys, shut off the engine. I don't want to get sucked in.
God. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right, so Kathy's buddy loses his swim trunks tubing. That's happened to me before where you're swimming and something happens. They get pulled down a little bit. And
right.
You yank them back up. Mm-hmm. Like if you're in like the lake or something, you get hit with a wave. Oh, my gosh. And Brad, good morning.
Yeah.
You recently lost your pants.
Just yesterday. I can't believe this is on the air. I leaned over yesterday and I talked to somebody yesterday morning at work. And I felt something and I didn't realize what it was. But then I walked around the entire rest of the day and no one said a word. My pants were ripped all the way down to my knee on the back.
Oh, no, you split them.
Wow,
oh,
man.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm just pulling into work right now, and I'm going to tell everybody, why didn't you say something?
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously.
You didn't realize until you got home then.
I walked up the driveway, and my wife said, what in the world happened to you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Brad, here's the deal. You can tell your coworkers, and you can tell your wife that it was all worth it. Because right? we have some tickets for you to go to Summerfest because your pants split.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Hey, Whip, I love listening to you, man. You're awesome.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, most people whose pants are only halfway on say the same thing.
do with that what you will.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
The Morning Mix. It's Chris, Nikki, Whip, and Violetta prepping for the holiday road. Yeah. AAA is estimating millions of people will travel 50 miles or more during this holiday weekend, and wow. the majority of them are going to do that driving
yeah.
in a car.
I'm going to donate blood just to afford gas. You got to, like, do
gotta
something.
Go plasma.
It's plasma.
Go plasma. Right. What are you doing? Come on. Stop. You're sandbagging.
Yeah.
All right, so Nikki's going up to Grand Haven. The rest yep. of us are sticking local. That'll yep. be fun. Violetta has zero plans.
I know. I need some plans.
Yeah,
maybe
watch
I have
out.
Some ideas.
Maybe you'll get some ideas. Okay. We go right to our man, Rich. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning.
What heading are your big... Oh, go ahead. What are your big plans?
Heading up to Lauderdale Lakes, Wisconsin to take the boat out for the first time.
Oh, nice. Look at that. Nice.
Get out there. Now, yeah, Rich, what do you put in? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm the same guy on the shrimp boat, so I still like boats, but as long as I don't have to shrimp.
Oh,
I love that.
Yep.
Now, Rich, let me ask you, what's going to be in the cooler on the boat?
Got a little White Claw because my wife's got to be gluten-free, and... Mine and
Kugel's
summer shanty.
Oh, there you go.
And we want on that boat.
I am into it. Yeah.
yeah.
So, Rich, what pier do I meet you at?
We no pier launch.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy to drop anchor. I find out which way the wind's blowing and go to the other end of the lake and just drift across every 2 hours, start up and go the other way.
Well, Rich, if you see a skinny white dude that looks like Hillary Swank, that's me. And I'll bring more White Claw.
Treading water.
I'm just hoping.
You gotta remember, this is Wisconsin. There's a lot of skinny white dudes
up there. It's a fact. And a lot of not-so-skinny white dudes.
Rich ain't wrong. All right, that brings us to Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay. You got big weekend plans for Memorial Day?
I do. I will be working at the bar.
Working at a bar. Ooh, okay. Where's the bar at?
It's in Summit.
In Summit. Okay, great. Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the specialty at the bar?
It's a beer and a shot kind of place.
All right.
Some Malort with my customers.
Yes.
Malort. Some Boilermakers
right.
going on.
So
okay,
Chicago
like
Handshake
that.
Right there.
10:37.
Yeah.
I will see you there.
Yeah,
all right.
I'll be right there, Lindsay. Don't worry. Nikki's a good tipper, so enjoy that.
No, hey, well, Summit question for Lindsay. If
oh,
I
yeah.
May.
Lindsay's just still there.
Lindsay,
hang on a second.
Is there still a burrito place called El Farol in Summit?
There is, and I still have never been there.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, Whip will meet you there about 11 o'clock.
You got to go, Lindsay. You got to go.
I'm not a burrito person, but I will go there for their tacos or quesadillas.
Okay.
That
okay,
sounds good enough. Very good.
All right. Lindsay's loving it after that long night at the bar. She's going to go yep. get that foot-long burrito, because why wouldn't she? And finally, I don't know that anybody can top Brianna's plans. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
Now, first question I have for you real quick. Did you text us earlier a request for
I
a song?
I did.
All right.
I
well,
did
before we get
Lizzo.
To that, Brianna, tell me, what are your big plans this weekend?
My big plan today is it's my birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday!
Thank
All right.
you.
First, we have a birthday. What else is going on?
Tomorrow, I'm getting married.
Oh, wow.
Just stacking it up on your future partners so they can go, all right, we got to celebrate a birthday, then I got to remember an anniversary right. for the rest of my life. I love it.
Yes.
Now, where's the wedding going to be?
It's going to be in Lake Station, Indiana.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful right. this time of year.
Yes.
Yes.
And how many guests are you expecting?
It's going to be us, my kids, and my sister.
Oh, okay, great. Small. That's awesome. Keeping awesome. It small. You got room for five more?
I mean, I could make some more.
Look at that. Yeah, I'll bring a casserole. It'll be great.
Is your dress similar to Kourtney Kardashian's?
Definitely not. No, no.
So you're actually going to wear one. This is great.
Okay, cool.
Good for you. Now, Brianna, you wanted to hear a song to
yes.
celebrate this, because we've said all morning long, you can text us at 60123 the songs you want to hear. I saw this text come through. It's my birthday today. It's my wedding this weekend, and I really want to hear a song. And I think I've heard of this singer before. What is her name?
Lizzo.
Lizzo.
Oh,
yeah. Lizzo. I think, if I'm not mistaken, she's going to be here in October at United Center. And if there was a specific Lizzo song you'd want to hear just in honor of the weekend, which one would it be?
Good as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you're doing. Congratulations. Happy birthday, Brianna.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Good morning, Deanne. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I was doing okay. Now, what are the three words, Deanne, that make you think of summer?
Sand, watermelon, and sundresses.
Okay.
Wow, those
okay.
are great words.
They are. Very
sand,
summery.
watermelon, and sundresses. Now, I will do my best, Deanne, to work those three words into an original song right now. So don't go anywhere, Deanne. Thank you. All right. Well, don't thank me yet, Deanne. This could go south real fast. So you stay right there. Don't go anywhere, Deanne. All right. So we've got three words. They are watermelon, sand, and sundresses. Holy crap. Mm-hmm.
All things that really represent summer, buying you a little more time to put your brain in order
Yeah. I'm so just scrambling here,
yeah,
which
just
I like.
Think about, you know, it'll be nice weather all weekend.
Yeah, like we'll be in the 90s at one point.
Yeah.
And the 80s at one point, and in fact, the 70s at another point.
Sand and watermelon.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Violetta's got a sundress on. We're thinking of going to the sand.
That's
the
right.
Beaches. So just, yeah.
We'll just see. Okay, well, Swanee has put together a summery background for us. Which also makes this even more dangerous because I haven't heard it yet.
Great. Oh, this is kind of fun.
This is a little Jason Mraz-y.
Yeah,
come on. Okay. All right, Deanna, we'll see what happens. Here we go. Hey. Okay. Feeling good and great. Oh, yeah. I like this one. Here we go. Okay. I love a watermelon, but I can't cut it. I am like a little felon. There's red juice everywhere. I'm sorry, Deanne, but what do you like to wear? When the sun's in the sky, some dresses are there. Man, they fly. Be careful when you're out and don't get in touch with the sand. It might be hot. It could burn your feet. They look like red burnt meat. That's weird. I don't know what I'm thinking. I apologize. Might have been drinking. No, we'll do that at 9:30. In a sundress, you might feel flirty. Hey.
Oh,
yes! Oh,
my God.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Nailed
on
it.
On a morning mix.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Man.
Wow.
Putting that in a power rotation here.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a big song.
Deanne, was that okay?
That was amazing.
Oh, bless you. Thank you, Deanne. And someone Thank texted. You. Oh, you are so welcome, Deanne. Enjoy that. Congratulations. Thank you for those three words.
Thank you. You have a great weekend.
Oh, you
too.
Do the same.
Thanks,
I hope she gets all three of those things this weekend.
Yep.
Some watermelon, a sundress, and some sand.
Mm-hmm.
Someone texted. They were like, try this one, jackass. Adirondack.
Seriously.
That would have been better.
Pergola.
Pergola. Gazebo.
We got two out of three for next week. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
Sound check. Sound check. This is Nikki's sound check on The Morning Mix.
Let's start with a couple documentaries happening. So Lizzo is getting her own documentary. It'll be in the works. It'll be on HBO Max. They have not said what it's going to be called yet. Look for it to arrive in the fall. And the thing that she wants to point out, we all think that she happened overnight, right?
Right, yeah.
Like, you know, she was just this artist who hit it big. And she's like, no, that's not true. She said it took 10 years to become a, quote, overnight success. And hopefully she can inspire other young creatives to keep going.
Oh, so, that's cool.
Yeah, it'll be a cool insight that. Look for that on HBO Max. And then Elton John documentary. So wow. Yeah, this actually is the final tour. Because he's calling
final,
documentary.
Final.
Yeah. He's working on a documentary saying so. It's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the final Elton John performances and the years that made his legend. It's going to be concert footage, all that kind of stuff. It'll be on Disney Plus. It'll be a limited cinema run first. You can see it in theaters, but then later on, be lazy like us and watch it on Disney Plus.
I think Elton is kind of like the Tom Brady of music, right? Like,
that's
he'll think yeah. he's retiring, and then right? 2 months later, you know what?
I know.
I'm a little bold.
He'll be a commentator at the Billboard Awards.
Exactly.
Like, what? And then we'll be like $700 for a ticket?
Right,
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, is it going to go through his whole career? Because Disney Plus, for some of the things that went down in that career, is a soft choice.
We will see.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake. So he's in the news for one thing. But here's something you may not know about him.
He was in a boy band.
Yeah. He is super hot. And he talks, he's in talks to take over for Hugh Jackman on Broadway.
Wow.
Oh, really? In The Greatest Showman.
The producer's Music Man, right?
Yeah. Music Man.
So,
I apologize.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, Hugh Jackman
was
in that.
Anyway.
So, yeah, they're apparently his final performance, Hugh Jackman, is November 6th, and they're in current talks with Justin Timberlake to take over that role, which would be amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, but he's not really doing it for the money.
No,
that's for sure.
I think he's in it now.
Yeah. I mean, not that he needed to before, but like as of yesterday, it's just bananas. Justin Timberlake, as you might have heard, has sold his catalog to Hypnosis Song Management. It's a deal that gives the company all the rights to the artist's previously released music. So we've seen this happen with some other artists, you know, like they had Quincy Jones, George Michael, David Bowie, Paul Simon, Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen. They've all done that. So
the big ones.
The big, yeah, right. He is falling in line. And he did not write Bye 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 for NSYNC. So that one that we played earlier, we're still good on that one. But
yeah, we're fine there.
Everything else, like Sexy Back This, Rock Your Body, Can't Stop Your Feeling, all of this, I still don't totally understand how this works. It's like
They
are going to own it, and then they're banking on using it enough in the future to make all that money back.
So that's what I read, too. They can, you know, in movies and TV and things like that, but then also getting other artists to record other takes of it, they can do that as well.
Yeah.
So you could hear, like, Shawn Mendes do this song.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Somehow I think at the end of the day, the whole idea is if I'm making at least $1 more than I would otherwise by not doing it, then I'm doing this.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
Yeah. It's a really, and then, you know, that means so future music, you know, he was on a record label. Is that still happening? Or are they involved in that? I don't think so. But
so confused.
I think we're all, he's one of the younger guys to do it. So
yeah,
it's kind
sure.
of a new path.
Right.
And does it say how much the deal was? Like how much did he sell his
I
album?
Heard something about $100 million, but don't quote me on that. That
plus.
Was something in early, yeah, plus. That was a number that was thrown around. But one number I did find, and someone else who has sold his catalog, you may not know him as quite as big as Justin Timberlake, but Ryan Tedder has written most of the songs that you
right.
like. He sold his catalog for $276 million.
Ooh, in your face, JT!
I know, because he's written like everything.
Yeah, he's done Jonas Brothers, Beyonce, Demi Lovato, like all the big ones.
Yep, so he's done that, and he is the lead singer of One Republic.
Oh,
so,
that's right.
You know, he's got all that. He's still got that going. And if you're going to see Top Gun this weekend, or if you have already seen it, there is a scene we've talked about. No giveaways here, because it was in the
preview.
Yeah,
it's in the trailer.
There's a beach scene.
Yeah, there had to be. It's a Top Gun movie.
Yeah, I mean, hello. And so during the scene, the song came on when we saw it, and I'm like, who is this? And I actually Shazammed in the movie theater.
Yeah, during the movie, I see a light. I'm like, what is going on over there?
I was like, sorry, I just got to know. But it was One Republic.
Yes, who knew?
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
The perfect movie is out this weekend.
What do you know?
We've waited like decades for it.
Waited lifetimes.
We really have. We thought that we were going to get it a couple of years ago, and it was delayed and delayed and delayed. And now it's finally out. We were all lucky enough to see it. And at a certain point in the movie, I leaned over to Violetta and I was like, oh my God, I know her. That's my friend Stephanie. Oh my God, she's in the movie. And I had almost forgotten that Stephanie was going to be in it until I saw her.
Well, because she told you 10 years ago.
Yeah, 100 years ago. She was like, I'm in Top Gun, Maverick.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Right.
And now here we are on the radio telling you. It was super exciting. So I thought, wouldn't it be fun if we could actually talk to Stephanie?
Yes.
And so we will. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, my God. Thanks for being on the show. This is awesome. So I had the fun experience of leaning over and being like, oh, my God, that's my friend,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool. And then on the way home, I texted you and I was like, oh, my gosh, congratulations on Top Gun. And you were like, what?
No, I had not seen it yet. You were the first person to tell me that I made the final cut.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, so no one from the film even gave you the heads up?
Well, they actually had invited me to a private screening. I just missed the email.
Oh, that's the worst email to miss.
Yeah. Right. Went to the spam folder.
Oh,
Tom
man.
Cruise didn't miss it. John Hamm. Yeah. Jennifer Connelly. But Stephanie Barron, they were like, ah, she'll get it. It'll be fine. So, Stephanie, now, you're in the movie, obviously, but you auditioned, I'm assuming. What was the audition process like, and how long ago did that happen?
Oh, my gosh. I auditioned back in 2019, and the funny thing is, I booked this off of a self-tape.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so self-tape means you film yourself at home,
mm-hmm.
and you literally email them the video, and you go, okay, here's my audition.
Wow.
So did you audition for the role?
I hope they watch it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, fingers crossed. Was it the role that you auditioned for that you got cast in, or was it another role and then they found this part for you?
I auditioned for this role specifically, but the scene was completely different. So I had no idea what I was even going to be performing when I got to set.
So, Stephanie, the best part, other than your amazing performance, is that you're in the scene with John Hamm.
Mm-hmm.
Was that, like, mind-blowing? I don't know what I would do if I was in the same room with him. Like, can you take us through what filming with him was like?
Oh my gosh, that was incredible. He walks into a room and you literally just can't miss him. He has just this presence around you.
Yeah,
he does. It is incredible. And he's so nice.
So, did you rehearse at all before the scene? Because we're not giving any spoilers away. We want to be very careful to not mm-hmm. spoil the film at all. But in the scene, he kind of is not intimidating to you, but he's like fired up in this moment and he looks at you and he's like, tell me what's going on, you know? And so, were you nervous to respond to John Hamm?
Obviously. I mean, he's John Hamm.
Yeah.
Also, we're not giving away too much either. You're sitting down and
he's
standing up right next to you. And I'm just saying, that's kind of eye leveled with one of the best things about John Hamm.
So many selfies.
You know, yeah, Yeah, John Hamm, he's a great actor. Yeah, he's a great person to be around.
Stephanie's agent was like, do not mention his slacks. Yeah. Do not mention his sweatpants.
He sure is a good actor.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you have the opportunity, Stephanie, to talk with him off camera at all or to anybody else on set? Like, were you guys able to just chit-chat?
Yeah, there was a lot of time, actually, because I was on set for a couple of days, and I got to hang out with Charles Parnell, who is probably one of the nicest celebrities that I've met. And John is kind of silly off screen, which is funny because his character is so stern.
Yeah.
So he'll be goofing around, and then all of a sudden he just pops right in.
Wow, that's wild. Did you at any point call him Don Draper on accident?
Oh, you know, I really should have. That was a missed opportunity.
Yeah, he would have.
Top Gun 3.
He would ask you over to his house.
Yeah, you should have asked
for a lucky
strike.
If he's having a Memorial Day barbecue, you'd be there right now if you had done that.
Okay, so Stephanie, I don't know if you've signed this away or at all, but are you allowed to give us your line from the movie? Like, can you reenact it for us?
Oh, man. You know, that's a big question. I don't want to ruin anything for anybody.
I like how you're like, I filmed it 4 years ago.
Do you remember it?
Do I remember them?
Do you actually remember it?
No, certainly not. I do not remember that at all.
So you got to go to the premiere just the other night in L.A., right? Was Tom at the premiere? Tom Cruise?
No, Tom Cruise was not there, but Jerry Bruckheimer was. And I actually got to say hi to him and thank him for letting me be in the movie.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. And you won't believe this. Violetta here shared a story about Jerry Bruckheimer the other day, and she didn't know who he was, and she just goes, yeah, some guy named Jerry.
Yeah.
I know, some producer, Jerry, and I just went first name with him. I mean, do you go first name with him or no?
I didn't even say his name.
Yeah, right.
I avoided that one.
Best tactic.
Hey, Jerry Barrett, it's Stephanie. Good to see you, bud. How's it going? Well, Stephanie, sincerely, congratulations. It was such a thrill to see you on screen. Amy and I were so proud to see you up there. It was so awesome, so congratulations. And everybody, go see Top Gun Maverick this weekend because it's phenomenal. And you're in one of the biggest movies, I'm going to say it, of all time, I think it's going to be. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's still so mind-blowing. I barely believe it myself.
And Stephanie, please do us all a favor and go through your junk mail right now.
Yeah, please.
Just go through all of your email, all the spam. I don't know what you've missed, but there's some big stuff in there.
If you see anything from jham@gmail.com, it might be John.
Yeah.
Wondering if you want to meet at Alco for a cup of coffee or something.
Can I come with you?
Yeah, that's my barbecue invite.
Yeah, there you go. You know what to do. Stephanie, congratulations. Thanks for chatting with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, my God, that's awesome. John Hamm. That's great.
I have like 10,000 more questions about John Hamm.
I'll give you her number. You guys can
mean,
text.
I just, I'm like, I'm blushing even just thinking about it. And the way she said when he walks into a room, he's got that thing.
I just like how she was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Everyone, sure. It is like an unspoken rule amongst all females.
Yeah, it is. I think in most males at this point.
Well, right. You know.
And sometimes spoken. Yeah. Not even unspoken.
Right here.
Yeah, we just spoken.
It's Mixmaster V and her mixology. Cocktails for you and me. Please join us.
On Facebook Live at 1019 Mix Chicago.
Yeah, so we have it's not so nice and warm out there, but the rest of the weekend is going to be.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be in a tropical kind of vibe, and that's what this drink is going to have the essence of. So it's going to be wonderful on your Memorial Day weekend if you're doing a barbecue, if you're going to be outside spending time with friends, family, and honoring Memorial Day.
That's right.
But I said that we were going to wrong a right with this drink, and I'm sticking to that, and I'm going to correct it to right a wrong. This drink that we are making today is called Sorry Sylvia.
Oh, I love it.
And the backstory to that, if you weren't with us when it happened, I said that in high school, I was named most likely to not know your name or forget your name, which is a terrible, terrible trait to have and a terrible thing about me. So you guys quizzed me with wonderful coworkers.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Right here in the office.
Yeah, we had Jim, Eva, and Sylvia.
Or known as Sarah.
Sarah.
Her Sarah. That was not the right name. So this drink, Sylvia, is for you, and it is called Sylvia. It's spelled a little different, but it is called Sylvia. It is with banana liqueur, tequila, and soursop juice.
Oh,
if you don't
man.
Know what soursop juice is, it looks like this.
It looks like that.
Yeah, it's a very sweet fruit, and actually, the two main ingredients in this is basically tequila and soursop. And Whip has some history on both of those for us while I whip it up.
It's just weird. Sorry to be the wet blanket, but Sylvia is allergic to soursop, so. I don't know, but it's fine.
Sorry,
we're fine.
What are the odds?
Sarah will chug it, though.
Yeah, don't worry. Sarah will throw it down. And so, is Snicky. Don't worry. Snicky's going to enjoy this one. Snicky. All right, let's head into the newsroom with Whip for some soursop facts.
Well, many believe that the Spanish invasion of the Aztec civilization in the 1500s marks the beginning of a distillation process used for the agave plant to make tequila. Mm. When brandy supplies ran low, Spaniards used mud and agave to create a drink, one more similar to modern-day mezcal.
Oh, wow.
Soursop taste is often described as a combination, this is in bold, of strawberry and apple, but with a little citrus mixed in. It's most commonly found in the Caribbean, South American, and Southeast Asian cuisines, where it's used as an ingredient in beverages, syrups, and ice creams,
wow,
and also eaten raw. It is widely cultivated around the tropics and in Florida and closely related to a custard apple.
A custard apple?
That's right.
Okay.
So, from here, it almost has the look of like coconut milk
or something. It's kind of like creamy looking, yeah, for sure. So as I'm wrapping up these drinks, just so you know, they're normally served, Sylvia, served in a martini glass because Sylvia's fancy.
Sure.
And we love her, and she's a great coworker. But since we're going to be bringing this to the barbecue, you can also have it in a red solo cup over ice in the way that I recommend it.
Yes, yeah. The Sorry Sylvia solo.
Yes. Yeah. So do you want it in a martini glass or in a solo cup?
Oh,
Nikki?
You know me.
Martini glass.
I'll take either one. Which one has more?
You can pour it in Nikki's hands. Nikki will cup her hands together.
Oh,
that's
my
fine.
God.
She doesn't mind. Hey, while you're pouring these, I just wanted to mention, it's also Bona Beef Day.
Oh, yes.
And thank you, Bona Beef. They dropped off some beefs for us.
Oh,
so nothing
God.
Goes better with Sorry Sap than Bona Beef. And you can go get your free beef this weekend as well. Just swing by Buona Beef, and you can get a free beef this weekend. And we're going to enjoy some free Sorry Sop, Sorry Sylvia, Sorry Sop, Soppy Soapies. These are great.
Have you already had a couple? All right, let me just pour myself one.
The banana scent is alive and well here.
Yeah, so is the tequila.
Oh, yeah, that's, wow, it's like a,
let's see.
My nostrils are
drunk.
Sour
Sop to my drink.
If anyone could just watch her portions, I'm just pouring.
All right.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, where we go.
Sylvia, we all love you. I love you. I know your name now, and please give me my paycheck. I think it's paid.
This is dangerous.
Okay.
Whoa.
Super dangerous. Mm.
This might be my favorite one you've done yet.
Really? Nope.
The banana flavor I don't generally lean on, but this is tasty.
No.
This tastes like vacation.
This is like something you can't leave on the counter because your kid could pick it up and be like, this is delicious.
This is really sweet, and I can taste the apple and strawberry, you said?
Yeah,
you
said apple and the mud.
Exactly what you said. Exactly. Yep. Both of them.
It's an adult fruit drink.
This is some good mommy juice.
And I'll tell you right now, I put a lot more tequila than the banana, so that just means the banana is cutting that very nicely.
Well, these are great. So it's the Sorry Sylvia. We are live at 101.9 Mix Chicago. If you missed it, you can go check it out there. Also, pop into Bona Beef to get your free beef because these are tasty.
Should we take a bite of this too on air?
I might throw down a little beef right now.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that. Goes really well with it. So,
look at that.
We are live at 101.9 Mix Chicago. Look at the size of that beef.
Right.
My goodness. If I had a nickel, I'd be poor. Okay. I wouldn't have many change. I wouldn't have a lot of it.
You owe people.
Watch out. I would owe people money. Boy, if I had a nickel, I'd owe everybody I know a dime. Wait, what? Nicely done. V's Mixology.
Cheers.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix Podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.